Welcome to Skin, Spirit, and Sacred, a place to claim your beauty, pleasure, and experience joy in the body. I'm so happy you're here to go on the sacred journey from skin to spirit with me. Mahalo. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to Mahalo. Happy birthday to ground and be free. Something, something, la la la. I'm not sure if I'm even allowed to use this tune. It might be copyright, but oh well. It's birthday, it's anniversary weekend, it's celebration time. I have been looking forward to this for months. And actually, by extension, just to this period of my life, I've been looking forward to my entire life. I am re-recording this episode because it took me some turns and realizations, and right now it's landing me in an evening. I am sitting in a dark, cozy room on my beloved Kauai. There is another rainstorm happening, and I'm seeing the beautiful light reflecting on the bamboo grove, and the rain waters are dancing on it. It's just such a creative and cozy moment. And to myself, I am treating myself to a delicious chocolate cake that you see on the picture of this episode cover. And I'm a Taurus sun and moon, so food and indulgence and deliciousness is all up my alley. And I have to tell you, this cake is so good. The moist chocolate sponge, it has an airy buttercream and a perfect balance of sweetness and a touch of sour. The only comment I would add is I would put a little bit of raspberry jam in there. And as I say this, I imagine myself being a contestant on the Great British Baking Show, whom I love so much. I'm addicted. I've watched all the seasons, and I cannot wait for Christmas for another run of the show. And I kind of also miss Christmas. It's one of my favorite times of the year. The lights, the festivities, the joy. So it's probably for this reason I'm calling this celebration, you might have seen this in marketing material, I call this Christmas in May. For me, for Mahalo, for you, for us to really celebrate, and well, we have a reason to celebrate, but really we should not need a reason to celebrate. But now that we have, yay! And I am celebrating big milestones. Oh my gosh, I am so excited that the launch of my brand new book, Ground and Be Free, is here. It is a global release. It's available on Amazon, anywhere you're at. Today is also 11th anniversary of Mahalo Skincare. What a journey it has been. And it's my birthday weekend. Hello, 40s. And the last part, which I will talk in this episode, is me coming out of a spiritual closet. So in today's episode is going to be more of a free-flowing ideation, touching on my early days of creating the brand and how following my innate knowing has been leading me to embody more and more of my authentic self. So pour yourself a cup of tea, get cozy, or if you're browsing my website and shopping for skin treasures, enjoy as I continue in the storytelling. But first, as I honor your precious time, let's drop in deeper into pleasure, ease, and connection by creating a sacred space. I invite you to take a deep, beautiful, delicious breath. And exhale. Let's do a simple and playful grounding practice to help us feel safer in our body, to connect to Mother Earth. You've heard this before, is we're going to visualize a grounding cord. And I am visualizing a big stack of chocolate cake because I'm in such a celebratory mood. Or if you prefer something more solid or comfortable, you can go with visualizing a tree, redwoods. I love visualizing redwoods. Now bring that visualized cord at the end of your spine, connecting it at the root of the first chakra, and let it drop to the center of the earth, all the way down. Even if you're sitting in the high rise, the energy space works in its own ways. You're connecting to the core of the earth. You can start to feel how the gravitational pull starts to take away the stuck energy and the pain from your body. You are now connected. You're now united to the mother of them all. Let's take another breath. Here we go. Well, first, as we continue on this journey, I would like to invite you to visit the website mahalo.care/book and consider purchasing a copy of Ground and Be Free. We have Amazon links for most countries in the world, US, Canada, England, European Union, Australia, India, and more. For a self-published author, every single purchase creates a ripple of immeasurable impact, and it really matters. During our launch weekend right now, all proceeds go to charity to support our local women and children shelter here on Kauai. And my heart blossoms in gratitude for you. Thank you. So we are in episode 4 of Sacred Journey Through Skin to Spirit. It now really feels like the ship is heading out into the deeper waters. The first 3 episodes, I was still having my training wheels on, and I was walking you through setting up the container of what I mean by skin, spirit, and sacred. I hope you enjoyed those first episodes. Thank you so much to those that have reached out to me with words of encouragement or just communication on how you're enjoying the experience so far. I really appreciate, and this feels less like a monologue to me. So it's not just me and this delicious cake talking into the microphone. And I actually would like to also invite you, if you have questions, feel free to drop me a voice note. I would love to bring your voice to this podcast and create more of a connection for us. So feel free to do that. So reflecting back, I have always had an innate knowing for what to do in my life. It's curious how it also would show up often out of nowhere. And at times, well, actually quite often, it would be rather inconvenient to whatever was currently going on in my life. What I mean by that is, example, I was at the peak of my corporate career. I was speedily gaining traction, respect, high-level accountability. I was actually really enjoying the work as well. I was putting in my creativity, and I was working with really high top-level executives from Samsung, Heineken, things like that. And then I had a landed knowing that overcame me from spirit that I need to quit this job without actually giving me any other direction. It's basically like a clear knowing in front of my eyes. It shows up as a sign. This door is closed. You need to quit. But without actually telling me where I'm going next. I remember I was in my early 20s, my parents, my friends around me were looking at me, and nobody understood what I was doing. To a certain degree, I don't feel like I really fully, well, I did not understand fully. The only thing I knew is that this is what I have to do. There is no way of this not happening. This clear knowing landed in front of me, I have to quit my job. Curiously, when I reflect on that situation, life then brought me to Hawaii, where I have unexpectedly rediscovered a new place of belonging and being with the land, being one with nature at the capacity I have never experienced before. I cannot tell you how many, I have countless examples of these clear knowings that land out of nowhere, and how they create the change and the trajectory of my life, that in retrospect, each of that change would create a major pivot, a major expansion, and bringing me closer to the authentic me. Being tuned in and recognizing those authentic knowings and following them has been the biggest thread of my life, of where it has landed me, where I'm sitting right now, being courageously following the direction of spirit and my authenticity. Oh gosh. Examples now are landing to share with you. Moment when I woke up one day, I remember those moments when I wake up or something just happens, just lands. I remember there was one day in March, I woke up in the morning, I looked at my partner and I said, I'm going to go walk Camino de Santiago for my birthday, which would be like 2 months then. He looked at me, he's like, what? Camino, what? How did you even? I was like, I don't know. That's what I'm doing. This has landed on me. So within 2 months, I was in Spain walking for 30 days. I think I walked, I don't know, 700 miles, something like that. A lot, or kilometers, whichever one is longer. 700 or 1,000, I forget now. Anyways, I worked every day for 30 days. It was incredible. Other knowing, it was a seemingly random knowing that I got. I need to go to Marseille in France, south of France, where then I would have a fluke connection, a complete fluke, like that with my soulmate, who was there in Marseille for literally 5 hours. We have interjected, and that has then led me to later moving to Paris and having incredible experiences. These more relevant examples is writing the book came with that same knowing, must do this. And of course, starting Mahalo also had that same spirit-led direction. It's really curious. This knowing doesn't come as I'm repeating myself, it doesn't come as, hey, maybe you should consider doing this. It really lands in my space in a fairly formed, already in motion energy. It's almost like hitting the ground running. Like when it lands in my space, I have no room for negotiation. The spirit says, here, this is the itinerary. The train is already moving. Jump in. Like there's no time to think about this. So let's take an example for the book, Ground and Be Free. I could sense it coming for years. A few years ago, I was in New York doing a TEDx training. And I connected with a fantastic woman as a book editor. I signed up to work with her immediately. But once I sat down writing, it was actually mind-boggling. I had absolutely nothing come out. It was really frustrating. I could sense the book coming. I could feel it. I was forcing it to happen, of course. But there was absolute blank. There's nothing I can do, no amount of coaching or manifestation things by this amazing editor. Nothing happens. Then, this year, actually just a few days after I officially changed my name to the energy and the spelling I wanted, fully aligned with my authenticity, it was Sunday afternoon. I remember it because it's such a special expansion of a moment that happens. I was going about the day, I had the list type, I was doing the chores. And then I froze and I had one of those deer in headlight moments that I'm by now very familiar with. I knew that, whoa, something is landing. I turned off the lunch that was boiling. I went, sat on the couch, picked up my computer. And 6-7 hours later, I don't know how long it's been, I had 3,500 words. I had the structure and the outline of the book. It landed just like that. After years of sensing it, of forcing it, it just wrote itself. Years of feeling it coming. And then within these few short weeks, all of it fully come together. With editors, the design, the tone, the intention, for whom and how it is to serve. It just all landed. The spirit said, okay, here we go. As I said again, trains in motion. Here is the itinerary. You're going. Of course, there were some sleepless nights these last months. The clarity of vision and the clear direction from spirit. It was both so effortless and difficult at the same time. Kind of curiously to comprehend. And that's how spirit works through and with me. And this is how actually working with the conscious grounding practice that I describe in the book helps me connect and refine this communication with spirit. Now, looking back at those years, I realized that I was not ready to birth this creation a few years ago, no matter how I was forcing it. I still had a lot of pain, a lot of stuck energy to clear and ground from my space. This book, Ground and Be Free, needed to be light, easy, filled with childlike wonder and play. And in order for me to be the vessel of these energetic flavors, I myself had to go through years of energy release, of growth, of surrender, and connecting deeper and to following my authenticity. And the bigger one is to become neutral. Well, Mahala Skincare is another example of that. Okay, I know I'm not following things in a linear timeline of things, but that's just how my mercurial mind works. And what I mean by that is Mercury, which is a planet that rules communication, was in retrograde during my birth, which gave me an ability to have a unique perspective on things. There is this Carpe Diem moment from Dead Poets Society movie, if you know it. It's an incredible oldie, but has a potent metaphor for standing on the table and looking at the same room from a different perspective. And my Mercury is in the sign of Gemini, which is a very chatty and mentally active sign. So this combination helps to explain how my mind can produce creative writing and meandering of thoughts and deep storytelling, and often a perspective that people say, huh, how did you see things this way? Anyway, as I meander in the storytelling with you, Mahala Skincare started forming in my energetic space years before it was physically materialized. I was much younger then and wasn't quite versed in understanding my clairvoyance, the clear knowing. So sensing this energetic presence in my space was confusing. I felt this elusive bubble that was familiar, but not reachable. And I remember it was May 2013. I was in Oahu house sitting for some friends of ours. And then it's just poured out of me and into me. The name landed right in front of my eyes. I would say this is what many people describe perhaps as downloading, although for me this was a bit of a different, I experience it differently. The clear knowing comes in my own way. I still remember I was sitting on the porch looking at sunset, and the word Mahala Skincare has been given to me as a text. It's almost, it even created a shadow between the sun and my eyes. It was just burnt, like right there. This is the name. Hello. By that time, I already made and used my own skincare potions for years. I trained as an esthetician as a teenager. And my grandmother left me a legacy of potion recipes that I casually used for all of my skin needs for years. So in that moment, with the birth of the name, and this previously elusive being now fully coming into form, solidly claiming her spot, I straightened up and began refining my potion recipes from casual personal use to a marketable product. Right away, I remember, I knew that this brand that was actually just coming into form in front of me needed to be in stores. I remember saying to myself, gosh, I want this to be Dior or Chanel of natural skincare. 11 years ago, Green Beauty was mostly packaged in mason jars with handwritten labels and sold at farmers market. Big money did not take us seriously yet. But this goddess, Mahala, that was birthing, she was not having it with the mason jars. So I first started with a few aluminum bottles and glass jars with beautiful gold tops. And with my background in graphic design, I designed the labels myself, put together the website, and started connecting with retailers, bloggers, and just kind of creating the outreach. In my early days, I had a facial toner, the grandma version of the Mahalo Balm, a Vitality Elixir, and a honey mask. Now, speaking and sharing these stories of authenticity, I feel I must be honest here, and I'll dive into something. Creating Mahalo has actually been quite easy for me once it started to form. And I had an abundant wealth of knowledge and experience to tap into. But I bet it's not what you think. The realization of why it all came easy for me in those early years especially came to me more recently in one of my spiritual medicine moments of connecting with the divine Akash, with the Nirvana space. I had a really cool moment when I read one of my past lives of me being a highly successful name in the beauty world. That brand still exists, although under a different name. When working with spiritual medicine, the spirit shows me what they, the spirit, believes I need to know in this present moment. So unfortunately, in that past life connection, I didn't get a chance to hang out there and flip through the recipe box. I know, I wished I looked at some of the creations and how things were done. But things don't quite operate like that. The big gold nugget of that experience that I walked away with was a knowing, looking at my past life, and that experience, my power of creativity in that brand, was controlled and used by others. And the immense success that the brand and my past life, me, had experienced, I was shown to actually be in a deep inner despair of not being able to create what I had truly wanted. The spirit showed this to me. It's kind of like opening a sliver and like giving me a little glimpse, the reading of this experience, with an intention and hope or intention that the current me will actualize this lesson. Realize that, hey, I've done that. I've worked for the man before. I've had my creativity used for others. And this lifetime for me to choose the path of staying true to my authenticity. And for that, I once again thank spirit. I mean, when it comes to Mahalo skincare, I created absolutely everything myself from the ground up. From the website, from when we did the early fundraising, I did not come into this with money. I came in with a credit card. I kept saying, like, I had a dollar, I would invest a dollar, make two, I would invest $2. So everything came from really ground up, from me creating the packaging mock-up, the visualizing what I wanted to create, an experience of a handshake with nature, that holding a product did not feel cold like you would feel when you're touching a glass bottle. I wanted to feel natural and organic. Then all of the design, the development of product, of the refining of my grandmother formulas, the verbiage, my creative writing I love so much, and creating photography and growing and developing our Instagram account, which has still remained such a huge creative outlet for me, and I connect to so many of you through that. I love it. Then the DNA of the brand, retail placements, communication with customers, manufacturing setup, oh my God, all of the good manufacturing practices, all of that. What I have done, and you know what? I am tooting my own horn here for sure, because what I've done is amazing. It takes other brands and teams of people and hundreds of thousands of dollars, which usually are outside investments, to create. I know now that I had this past life experience that in a way prepared and helped me to know how things done. It's like I don't need to get to know the room. I come to the room and I own it. I know what to do. It's really so amazing. All I had to do with creating Mahalo was kind of follow these unconscious memory. And the way I would describe this more of applicably is a person, say, with amnesia, how they know how to, say, use a fork or wave at somebody to say hello, but don't remember their name. That's kind of how I put this. So this is how I claimed this incarnation, this lifetime opportunity to create a brand on my terms, on beauty company rooted in authenticity, rooted in artisan craftsmanship, and to do it the way my heart loves it. And I am so grateful to be here 11 years later and creating this to be even more than what it is right now. So yeah, the path of authenticity is indeed a curious one. So today, Mahalo Skincare still remains an artisanal brand at its core. I'm still very much personally involved in the creation of the products, even with all the international travels that I had to do these past few years. The core of my dedication was and is and will remain to creating for this Mahalo goddess energy that has landed in my spirit space in May 2013. I do have vision to expand this further while continue to remain true to doing it on my terms. And this is why now you're seeing these new additions to the experiences of Mahalo that we are adding. The meditation circles, the women groups that will resume in the fall again because I'm a little burnt out right now. And oh, the heart expanding, the mind-blowing retreat experiences that I am creating. And of course, the Ground and Be Free book. So all of this, I am now fully and completely coming out of my spiritual closet. Once you open the Ground and Be Free book and read the first few lines of the preface, that's it. As one of my friends remarked, love the strength and confidence and in the preface. I have claimed my new expanded authentic identity as a generational and professionally trained clairvoyant. It might be a surprise to some people, while others have known me in the psychic space for many years. It's curious how these two bubbles for people in the psychic world are learning to discover me as a beauty entrepreneur, and people in the Mahalo circle are learning to discover me as a professional psychic. So now these two bubbles are finally merging together. And this might not sound like a big deal to you, and it's probably because I am making it sound very lightheartedly. And that is because I have spent years and years releasing personal and generational stuck emotional pain and trauma that surrounds being a clear seer as a woman. Women in my lineage have gone through various degrees of not being supported for who they are, ranging from as intense as being physically persecuted to a more lighter ways of being laughed at and bullied. My own childhood was a curious dichotomy filled with really most incredible, magical, creative, nature immersive moments filled with esoteric philosophy and so forth. And then on the opposite, being called a weirdo, shunned by some cliquey groups and other traumatic for a kid experiences. This latter, I feel, has helped my artistic, sensitive, and creative heart to grow a thicker skin, and later as an adult, learn not to think to take things personally, because the way people react and think about me turns out to be not my problem. Yet still, it took me years and years to begin, just to even begin to tell people that I see, hear, and know things. I was so grateful when, gosh, many years ago, okay, now when I've discovered clairvoyant development schools. There's actually centers where you can learn to develop and learn structure for these abilities. They helped me to gain new language to my abilities, and in turn to offered me also supportive in my environment where I could sort of fly on my own, talk to spirit, and be weird, really own being weird, which, mind you, is my favorite words, because it's an old English word with its origin meaning in having the power of control destiny. So by goddess, do call me weird. Being in those clairvoyant centers allowed me to feel more secure in telling people, hey, I'm psychic. So I have spent these past years honing in my generational spiritual medicine knowledge and doing readings in these clairvoyant centers, working with spirit guides, now teaching and healing people. It is such a nourishing work and service, and is such a huge part of who I am authentically, that right now my cup is overfloweth, and I am no longer afraid of being called weird, like I said. I proudly embrace it, of being, having the power to control destiny. And I am excited to share this with you. So, yes, what an incredible way to enter my fourth decade. As a young girl, I had a blurred precognitive vision of this interesting experiences, although I had no idea how incredible it would be to actually to live it and to experience these moments. The way I am right now when I'm recording this, and in these past weeks, months, years, I feel both solidly grounded and rooted in how, where, and what I am, and what is my purpose. And at the same time, this is also a deeply still a vulnerable place to be right now. As I speak these words, I am continuously grounding and releasing stuck emotional pain that is coming up to the surface with me saying these words out loud, with me mentioning my generation of the women, of their experiences, and me in a certain way healing and changing our generational karma by me claiming my authenticity. As I say this, my little girl, my beautiful inner child, is also going through her own metamorphosis of being so afraid. And as I say this, my neck tightens. Those memories, those experiences of being bullied, of being laughed at, being called weird, outcast, there are thundering in the memories. I can hear the voices of fear coming up and trying to protect me by saying, don't do it, don't shake up the status quo, why are you changing things up, why are you writing this book, why are you telling people you're clairvoyant, oh my god, don't come out of the closet, you will be hurt. Remember when that happened? There's a lot. And as I am sitting here, I am allowing for all of that to take place. I am witnessing it. And I take it further, I am loving on them all. I am grateful to fear for showing up to me and being my protector. I help it feel less scared by grounding and releasing that stuck old emotional memories of pain. I hold my sweet little girl, that inner child, and tell her that, look, I am all grown up now. Look at me now. I show her the beautiful empress crown I have claimed for my authentic self. And she, this is a quite a cathartic moment. I see her stopping her tears and looking up with those beautiful big brown eyes, looking up at me in awe and saying, wow, this woman is incredible. And I tell her, yes, my sweet Marina, we are. Yes, we are. Whoa. So this is my journey. There is so much to share and so much to be written. So many free will choices to make, conscious choices, honest to my heart and to my spirit choices. And what would the Empress do? With that, I would like to thank you for joining me on today's episode. Woo! And for celebrating these huge, to me, milestones. Happy birthday to me! I dare to, or better to say, I giddily, joyfully, playfully celebrate myself today. Celebrate my creation, and I celebrate my service to you and to the world. I hope this journey has sparked up joy and curiosity in your spirit. Ground and Be Free, my new book, is available on Amazon today with global release. I would be eternally grateful for your support. As I mentioned, for a self-published author, every single person's purchase means a huge difference. I am donating proceeds from the weekend launch to a local women and children shelter here in Kauai. So go to our website mahalo.care/book to get all of the links that are appropriate to you, domestic, international, and order your copy. And Mahalo Skincare is celebrating its 11th anniversary. We have amazing gifts with purchases and curated ritual collections to celebrate your skin and your empress within. We only do these type of sales twice a year, May and November, so this is your chance to indulge. And last but not least, our incredible retreat during the Lionsgate portal at the heart chakra of the earth in Glastonbury is open now for curated attendance. Please reach out to me if you would like to join us. mahalo.care/England. Do take advantage. We have a special $1,000 off booking during this celebration. Thank you once again for spending this time with me, for being here while I share my heart, my authenticity, and my journey. Let us complete a sacred time together by taking a deep, delicious breath and exhale. And to close, I would like to read you a poem from my beloved Khalil Gibran, the prophet, on giving. Then said a rich man, "Speak to us of giving." And he answered, "You give little when you give of your possessions. It is when you give of yourself that you truly give." For what are your possessions but things you keep and guard for fear you might need them tomorrow? And tomorrow? What shall tomorrow bring to the overprudent dog burying bones in the trackless sand as he follows the pilgrims to the holy city? And what is fear of need but need itself? Is not dread of thirst when your well is full, the thirst that is unquenchable? There are those who give little of the much which they have, and they give it for recognition of their hidden desire makes their gifts unwholesome. And there are those who have little and give it all. These are the believers in life and the bounty of life, and their coffer is never empty. There are those who give with joy, and that joy is their reward. And there are those who give with pain, and that pain is their baptism. And there are those who give and know not pain in giving, nor do they seek joy, nor give with mindfulness of virtue. They give as in younger valley, the myrtle breathes its fragrance into space. Through their hands of such as these, God speaks, and from behind their eyes, he smiles upon the earth. It is well to give when asked, but it is better to give unasked through understanding. And to the open-handed, the search for one who shall receive is joy greater than giving. And is there aught you would withhold? All you have shall someday be given. Therefore give now, that the season of giving may be yours and not your inheritors. You often say, I would give, but only to the deserving. The trees in your orchard say not so, not the flocks in your pasture. They give what they may live, for to withhold is to perish. Surely, he who is worthy to receive his days and his nights is worthy of all else from you. And he who has deserved to drink from the ocean of life deserves to fill his cup from your little stream. And what desert greater shall there be than that which lies in the courage and the confidence, nay, the charity of receiving? And who are you that men should rend their bosoms and unveil their pride, that you may see their worth naked and their pride unabashed? See first that you yourself deserve to be a giver and an instrument of giving. For in truth, it is life that gives unto life, while you, who deemed yourself a giver, are but a witness. And you, receivers, and you are all receivers, assume no weight of gratitude, lest you lay a yoke upon yourself and upon him who gives. Rather, rise together with the giver on his gifts as his own wings. For to be overmindful of your debt is to doubt his generosity, who has the free-hearted earth for mother and God for father.